message.
As many of you know, I'm normally focused on personal development, mindfulness, self-improvement type topics, but I want to talk about the United States for a couple minutes because I feel like not doing so is an act of complicity and I can't live with that. It's starting to feel, again, like a reality show that has been written by a pathological lying narcissist who already has the job but now is trying to rewrite the script so that he never has to leave. This man's not auditioning for power, he's hoarding it. And guess what? He is teaming up with the world's greediest billionaires, people who could individually end world hunger, solve homelessness, and still be able to afford their private islands, their diamond encrusted jets, and their gold-plated yachts. But instead, they just want more, 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 more power, more control, more wealth. How much is enough? Apparently, the answer is it never is. There is never enough. And then over here, we have the Republican Party, a group of people so dedicated to kissing the ring and the ass that they have forgotten what integrity even smells like. It's like watching a synchronized swimming team drown, but instead of calling for help, oh, they just smile and yell, "Everything's fine." Oh, and let's not skip the self-proclaimed Christians out there, some of you anyway, you have turned the teachings of Jesus into some kind of buffet, just picking and choosing what does not inconveniently clash with your bigotry. Misogyny, racism, homophobia, transphobia, and hating immigrants? Oh, sure! Love thy neighbor? Feed the hungry? Clothe the poor? No thanks, we're full. And here's the kicker. Whenever I speak out about it, there's always someone in my comments who feels compelled to say, "Why do you have to get political?" Well, listen, I'm sorry, Karen, but refusing to hear or talk about politics because it might make you uncomfortable in your charmed little bubble, that is peak privilege. And you know who doesn't get to opt out of politics? The people who are crushed by the weight of it every day. So if your biggest concern is how my words upset your yoga brunch vibe, maybe just sit with that discomfort for a minute. Feel it, because staying silent doesn't make you neutral, it makes you complicit. So no, I'm not going to stop speaking out. Not because I have this deep love for politics, but because I believe in accountability. I believe in justice. I believe in equality, in basic humanity. And if that offends you? Well, maybe it's time for you to ask yourself, why? Who do you want to be? I know my answer. Do you?